We are on Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we just saw the Shaila of the Gemara at the two dots, about 15 lines before the bottom of the page. We said in the Mishnah, Nitma Tumas Hatahayim. So, we said in the Mishnah that Pesach Shnezrik Dami V'achkach Neideshu Tamei. So the Zrikas of Dam was done, and then you realize that the Basar or the Dam was Tamei, the Tzitzis Meratzeh. If there was Tumas Aguf, then the fellow was Tamei, the Tzitzis not Meratzeh. And then we said, Mimesha Amru, Hanazir, Vaisa Pesach, Tzitzis Meratzeh al Tumas Adam, Veina Tzitzis Meratzeh al Tumas Aguf. The Tzitzis Meratzeh only when it comes to the actual carbon itself, but not when it comes to the state of tuma of the individual. The exception, we said, was nitma tumas hatahoyim hatzitz meratzes. If there was some type of unknown tuma, which we're going to see later on in the sugya, what this means, but basically it's going to be the type of tuma that no one in the world knew about. So if there is a tumas hatahoyim, so then for oisei pesach and for nazir, we will say that the tzitz is meratzes. So we said in the two dots, Boy Rami Brachama, Kayin Hamaratza, the Karbonei Sayin, Hutrulai Tumas Hatahayim Oiloi. I mean, this din, that the Tzitz is Maratza for Tumas Hatahayim, even if the person themselves was Tamei, is it only the Bailim, if the Bailim themselves were Tameim? Or is it even if the Kayin himself was Tamei, and totally unbeknownst to him, he happened to come in contact with the source of Tumah, which was Loi Hikir Ba Echad Afilu B'Seif Ha'olam, no one knew about this source of Tumah, and the Kohen is doing Avodah. So, Kohen Amaratza become the same, Hutru Lai Tumas HaTahayim, Oloi. Mi Amin Ki Gemiri Tumas HaTahayim B'Bailim, B'Kohen Lai Gemiri, is the Halach Lamesh Mi Sinai, of the Ripsuy against Tumas HaTahayim, Dafke B'Bailim, Bekayin le gemiri, oidoma, bezivcha gemiri, leishna bekayin, leishna bebailim. And as you see from Tzion, this is how the Rambam paskins, the Rambam paskins like this, that we are going to say that there is a ritzi of tumas hatahayim even for the bailim. So, leishna bekayin, leishna bebailim. So, amarava, toshma. Toshma, the tani rebchia. Le omru tumas hatahayim ela lemeis bilvad. So says Rebbe Chia that the whole din of tumas hatahayim only applies lemeis bilvad. If you look at Rashi directly across, Rashi says le omru tumas hatahayim duhutra benazir va'isa pesach. This special halacha meshmi Sinai that it matters and there's a ritzi for Nazir and Pesach is Elo Lameis Bulvad Avol Shar Tumeis Safik Loi Hutro. Other types of Tumeis where again it's the type of Tuma that no one knew about it, there is no Halach Lameis Misinai of Tumas Hatayim. So somehow from this statement of Rebbe Chia, somehow we're going to try and be Peshet Rami Bracham Eshayla as to whether or not the halacha mishmisine of tumas hatahayim, the ritzi neged tumas hatahayim, does it apply to kahanim also? So first we examine the brisa of Rebbe Chia. This that he said le'amr tumas hatahayim al lemeiz bovad meiz lemutimai. What is this coming lafuke alav lemute tumas hatahayim the sheretz? Is it not coming to be memayit another type of potential tuma, namely the tumas hatahayim of sheretz? So b'mayas ginen. What's the case? Inim b'bailim uberman. And who is it referring to? Ibn Nazim. And we said in the Mishnah that the whole heter, the whole din, the halach mishmi Sinai, that there's a ritzi of tumas hatahayim applies either to nazir and oisa pesach. Meaning we said in the Mishnah, Meish Amr Hanaz Veisa Pesach Atzitz Meratzah Al Tumas Adam and Atzitz Meratzah Al Tumas Aguf, but Nitmas Atumas Atahoyim Atzitz is Meratzah by Nazir and Veisa Pesach. So we're discussing a Nazir or an Veisa Pesach with some type of tuma. Rebbe Chia said that the only the Halach Mishmasin of Tumas Atahoyim was only said Ligabe Tumas Meis. What is that coming to exclude? Surely it's coming to exclude Tumas Sheretz. And who are we referring to over here? Uberman Ibn Nazir. It means to say that don't think that if a Nazir becomes Tame with Tumas Sheretz, that there's going to be a Ritzeh of the Tzitz by virtue of this special Halacha Mishmisinei of Tumas HaTahayim. And that's what Rav Chiya's Brice is coming to say when it said, Layamru Tumas HaTahayim Ella B'meisbol L'meisbol Vad La Fuke, if a Nazir comes in contact with a Tumas Sheretz.
Why is the Nazir included in
Says the Gemara exactly that question. That's the Gemara's question. If that's what it meant, Ibn Nazir Mima Hanibay, I mean, is Tumas Sheretz Bechlal an issue or problem? Does that do anything for a Nazir? Rashi says, Ibn Nazir Mima Hanibay Afilo Tumas the Sheretz Vadai List of Minyanai. Even if he vadai comes in contact with a sheretz, forget about a suffix, one which no one in the world knew about. If it's nazim imahanibe ki yameis meis alav amrachmana, meaning when is there a stira of the minion of the nazir? As Rashi says, v'chiyamas alav ksiv. But it's referring specifically to Misa as opposed to Shar Tumais. So it can't be referring to that. Ella, Oisa Pesach. Ella Mai must be referring to an Oisa Pesach. So again, let's try and keep the Cheshvan. Rav Chiya has a Braisa. The Braisa says, Lay Amru Tumas Atahayim Ella Lameis Bo Vad. Meaning only Tumas Meis. In a Tumas HaTahayim type of situation, where it was the type of Tumah that no one could have known about it. If anyone, the Gemara is going to say, if there's one person, the Sefer Olam, who knew about it, and we're going to see in Rashi, it's Meduik, even if the person is no longer alive. But it's the type of Tumah which it could have been that a person would have known about it. That's not Tumas HaTahayim. Tumas HaTahayim is really the type of Tumah which no one could have known about. Special Halacha Mishmisinai that the Tzitzis Meratzeh. And Zakta B'chira, that's only Legabi Meis Bovad. So we're saying L'charetz coming to be Mamai, it's Tumas Sheretz. L'charetz coming to speak about Bailim. If it's Bailim and it's referring to Nazir, it can't be. Says the Gemara, Ella Ba'isa Pesach. Ella Mai must be referring to someone who is involved in the Korban Pesach. So, and that's what it means to say, you're involved in the Pesach, and you happen to chance upon Tumas HaTahayim of Sheretz, unfortunately, there's no Halacha Mishmisina which is Matar you. Says the Gemara, Hanich Leman Da Amar Ein Sheikhtin Vizarkin Al Tami Sheretz. That's all good and well if you say that someone who's come in contact with the Sheretz on Erev Pesach is excluded from Karban Pesach. So in other words, you might have thought that to the extent that they chanced upon this sheretz, and no one in the world knew about it. So you might have thought that there is a special halacha mishmisina which is going to help this fellow, and say, look, he chanced upon a sheretz. No one in the world knew that one of the Shemini Shratzim died over here, and the guy just happened to stick his hand in a bunch of dust, and there was a dead sheretz there. No one knew about it. You might have thought that there is this halacha mishmisina of Tumas HaTahayim, that the ritzui of Tumas HaTahayim extends to Tumas Sheretz. And on that comes along Rav Chiya's Braisa, and it says, no, very sorry, Layamru Tumas HaTahayim El Lameis Bovat. And because you might have thought that it applies to Sheretz, Kamash Malan, it doesn't. It says the Gemara, that's all good and well, and it only works. Meaning, if you will not shecht the Korban Pesach for a fellow, again, just imagine the situation, it's Yudalad, it's Erev Pesach, a fellow became Tame, he came in touch with the Sheretz, he's Tame the whole day, but tonight, he's able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So, can you shecht for such a person, who right now is Tame, but tonight will not be? So, if you say that you're not able to do so then I understand why it might have been extremely useful if you had a halacha mishmisina which says, don't worry, this is tumas atahayim, you didn't know, no one in the world knew that it was the dead sheretz here, the halacha mishmisina says the tzitz will be maratza. In other words, if we say that you're not allowed to shech the mizorit on someone who became in contact with tamei sheretz, and you might have thought tumas atahayim, the ritzah would have helped you, I understand why we need Reb Chiya's braisa to come lafuke. But according to the opinion which says, what's the problem? It's Erev Pesach, and you touched the sheretz today, so what? You're going to be tar tonight, we can shecht for you, no problem. Lamanda Amar, Sheikh the Mizrach Altmei Sheretz, Hashta Tuma Yidua Hutrulay. Madach even Vaday Tuma is Mutter. Everyone knows he became in contact with the Sheretz, so what? We can still Shechts Behem. Tuma Satahim, like Kol Shekain. There's no sad to say that you shouldn't be able to Shechts for this fellow. Elulav Bekoyen. So surely, surely it must be referring to the case of a Kohen. Elulav the Kohen. Vishmamina hutraloi tumas atahayim. If so, we have a raya that this halacha l'meish misinai, that there's a din of tumas atahayim by Nazir and Eisa Pesach, it's lav dafke din in the bailim. It's a din in the carbon of the nazir of the nazir and the Eisa Pesach, even if the kohen is the one who he himself became tamei, and that we're saying leyamru, and that we're saying his brayse is saying leyamru to mesatayim el lemeiz bovad, in a case of where the kohen became tamei betumas atayim, which case we're patient Rami Bachamish Shaila, that it applies not only to the bailim but even to the kohen. That's the Gemara wants to suggest. And that says the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef, la'ilam v'bailam. Really, I'll tell you that the whole halacha l'meish misinai of tumas atahayim only applies to the bailam. Uba Pesach, ulemu'utei tumas atahayim deziva. And you know what? It's coming lafuke. When Reb Chiya said in his braisa, le'amru, the heter, the ritzi of tumas atahayim el lemeis bovad. You know what's coming lafuke? It's coming lafuke, tumas atahayim de ziva. What does that mean, tumas atahayim of ziva? So if you look at Rashi over here, last Rashi on the page, loylam bebailam ubeis ha-pesach, utekashalach, ha-loyma hanyalei tuma achrita, ika tumas ziva, shehi shivas yamim, ve'ein sheikhtim, v'zorkim alav. Vashmina Reb Chiya, the tumas hatahoim de ziva, kegein zav b'shviya shalai. So you have a zav, it's his seventh day. It's his seventh day, and right now, this is also somewhat analogous to tumas hatahoim. Because remember, what is tumas hatahoim? Tumas hatahoim is the type of tumah that no one in the world knows about it. If there's one person, someone in the world who knows about it, it's no longer considered to be tumas hatahoim. So it's an unknown type of tumah. So we're saying, what is a similar type of tumas atahayim concept when it's referring to a zav on his seventh day? Says Rashi, the sofik hu shema yira hayoyim v'yister kol ma shemona. Sofik lo yira. Maybe you will see today, and it will negate all of the 7 days. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Says Rashi, v'arei hu kitami sheretz. So in essence, he's like a tamei sheretz nechazi lo urta. V'hav yelah tumas atahayim. It's like a case of tumas atahayim insofar as no one knows whether or not there will be tumah or there won't be tumah. If he ends up seeing later on day 7, then it turns out that there was tumah but no one knew about it. If he doesn't, it's not. So it's a tumah of a dubious nature which no one knows. And on that, Reb Chiya's braisa is coming lafuke. So loylam bebailim, tumas atahayim was not said legabi the kohen, it was only said legabi the bailim. We're discussing someone bringing the carbon pesach, not a nazir, and we're speaking in a case where he's a zav, he's had two re'ias. A zav who has two re'ias has to count shiv nikiyim, as we know. And on day 7, he's on day 7, and he's hoping he's going to be clear the whole day. If he's clear the whole day, then maybe, right, if he's clear the whole day, then he's going to be tired tonight. And on that we say, in such a case, where he subsequently sees dam, that is like a bechina of tumas atahoim. So if he ends up seeing, if he ends up being raya zivus, post the shechitas carbon pesach on yudalad, you might say, ooh, that's like a tumas atahoim type of situation. Meaning at the time when he's makar of the pesach, there was a tumah misupekes, which no one in the world knew. Will there be tumah? Will there not be tumah? Similar to like the case where a guy chances upon tumah, which no one knew that the tumah was there. That we say special halacha mesh misinai that sits as meratzah on Isa Pesach in a tumah same situation. Come to Brisa Reb Chiya layamru tumah satahim el lemeiz bovad lafuki, a case where they shechted the carbon Pesach. And 5 minutes later, he's Roya Zivus, which no one knew, which therefore is somehow considered to be analogous to a Tumas Atayim case. We don't say that there's a Ritzui of Tumas Atayim in such a case, and the guy will not be able to bring his Karban Pesach. That's what the Gemara is saying. Le'ilai number Bailem over Pesach, Ulamuti, Tumas Atayim de Zivo. So, that is what the Gemara is saying. It's a little bit. A little bit of a cheshbon, but just for the sake of clarity, because we're going to continue with this one more time. We've said that the basic din of the Mishnah is that the tzitz is not meratzah if the man became tummy. The tzitz is meratzah if the dam became tummy, if the bossa became tummy, if the fellow became tummy. There's no ritzu, says the Mishnah. There's an exception, tumas atahayim. If it's the type of tumah that no one in the world knew about it, afilu echad b'seif olam, no one knows about it, the tzitz will be meratzah. Comes along, so we wanted to know, is this a din even if the kohen who's involved in Karban Pesach and the Karbanis of Nazir, if the kohen himself chanced upon some type of a tumas atahayim, is there this halacha mesh misina for him, or is it only a din in the Bailam? Shaila, we're not sure. La maskana, what the Gemara says at this stage is, that when Rav Chiya said in his brayso le amru tumas hatahoyim ela lemeis bilvad, it means it's only by tumas meis, and it's coming lafuke tumas ziva by the bailim, the fellow. It's his seventh day is erev Pesach, the shech the carbon Pesach bein arba'im. At that stage, he's hoping he's not going to see zivas the rest of the day, the shech the carbon Pesach. An hour later, he's roya zivas. On that, says Reb Chiya, I'm very sorry. They didn't say Legabi Zivas, and I'm very, very sorry. You will not be able to be makar of your carbon Pesach. That's what Gemara is saying at this stage.
So we're saying he can shech. They can shech on him.
We're saying they can shech on him, but Lamafreya. Exactly. We're saying that Lamaisa, he will be disqualified. We will not say that Tzitz will be Maratza, because at the time, it was this like tuma misupekes, which no one knew whether it would be. We don't say such a thing.
Would he be pushed off the Pesach Sheni since the Mishkit of Tam?
Yeah.
It was
kosher. Would he? So no. Yeah. So he'd be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Sure. Yeah. Correct. Now, Frag the Gemara Kasha. The tumas toim de ziva leimaratze. Is that true? That in this case of Yom Shvi, seventh day of Erev Pesach, he's not sure if he's going to see or not. They shech the carbon Pesach. There's no ritzui if he ended up seeing. Is that true of Atanya or B'Yisayim or Shemer as Yem Keneged Yoyim Sheshachtu V'Zarku Alah B'Shemi Shalah, which is pretty much the same case if you think about it. A woman, remember, let's remind ourselves, if a woman sees dam, she's Tmei for 7 days. Whether or not she sees all 7 days or she sees for 5 minutes, she is a Nida D'Oraisa for 7 days. And the next 11 days, she is a woman that she could become a Zavah Ketana if she sees 1 day or 2 days in a row. If she sees 3 days in a row, she is a Zavah Gedela, about which the Torah says, V'safra la shivanikiyah. Now, if she sees 1 day, then she's Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. She needs to have a day of Tahara. If she sees 2 days in a row, she's also a zavaktana. She's shemeres yoim. She needs to have one day, one clean day. So what's the case over here? Shemeres yoim keneged yoim. She is a woman. It's Erev Pesach. On Yud Dalet, that is the day that she needs to be clean. Right? On Yud Gimel, she's Sodam. Maybe on Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Lamai says she needs to be clean on Yud Dalet only. If she's clean on Yud Dalet only, she's good to go. So Shemeres yoim keneged yoim. Sheshachtu v'zarku alea v'sheni shela. Va'achekach rosa. So they shechted the Korban Pesach for her. At the time she was clean. The whole morning she was clean. In the afternoon, Ben Arbaim, they shecht for her. And then she's Royadam. So, what does it say? Va'achekach rosa. Einer cheles. Lamai says she can't eat because Lamai says she is a zava. However, uptura milase is Pesach sheni. She's ptura from doing Pesach sheni. Now, my timer, why is she ptura from doing Pesach sheni? Why is she ptura from doing Pesach sheni? La mishum demeratzitzitz. It must be. That the reason why is because at the time when they shechted, we don't know if she's going to see or not. And therefore, the tzitz will be meratza on that dubious, unknown, no one in the world knows, will she see, will she not see type of ria which she has later on. Elamai, you see that the tzitz is meratza for Tumas Ziva. So that's the kasha. I mean, there's no difference between on the seventh day when the fellow is heading for Tahara and on the second day where they're heading for Tahara. So it must be that the only reason why we would say that she's Ptura from Pesach Sheni is because it sits as Maratza. Fractasis, top tasis. Tema l'rashba minale dilma ha de Pturin haini mishum de sover de nashim b'sheni rishus. I mean, maybe right now she's not able to do Pesach Rishon because she's Tameah, but she doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni because it's only a Rishus. Maybe that's there's another simple way out. Maybe that's the pshat. By Marie, the behed yemuchach lekaman save Perak Aisha derbi Yisi Saver Nashim b'Sheni Chayva. It's explicit over there in Daf Tzadi Aleph that Shitas Rabbi Yisi, which we are in, Matanya Rabbi Yisi Emer, Shitas Rabbi Yisi is Nashim b'Sheni Chayva. Nashim b'sheni chayva. It's a little bit of a digression, but just because we are close to Purim, there is a tshuva in the Sefer Mane Eliyahu, which was authored by the Baal Adaris. So going back about 150 years, it just points out something which, you know, I don't know if anyone would have picked this up. I mean, if you look over there in Daf Tzadi Aleph, it's Mefurish. Rabbi Yosi says, Nashim amuchiyavas and Pesach sheni. Finished. So we have a kasha. Maybe the reason why she's positive in Pesach Sheni is because women are exempt in Pesach Sheni. It's Rishus. Says Tosfos, I'm going to say something over B'Shem the Ri. V'Oymer Ri, that Rabbi Yossi says women are Mechuyiv. Says the Tshuva's Manuel. Why do Tosfos need to quote the Ri? I mean, it's often a Gemara, it's a Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Paters. I mean, it's like, it's, you know, something which is so well known. Is it the derech of Tosfos to say, you know, Va'ayma Ri, Va'ayma Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, you know, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Braisa. Like he says, it's strange that Tosfos even bothers to quote an Ayma Ri. Usually you do that if, like, it's a Chiddush of the Ri, a Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, Chiddush of the Riva, but it's an often a Mishnah, it's an often a Braisa. So says the Mane Eliyahu, he says that you see an amazing thing, that the Baal Yatesus will lay Nimnu and lay Yispaishu from quoting the name of another Rishon to say something which is seemingly simple, and it's Bebechina Zil Kari Be Rav, and he says, you know, Lafuke, the Hanhaga of Undra Dar, you know, the people chap things and they take the credit for themselves, and they're not. And they're not Eimra Davar B'Shem Eimrei. The Gemara says, Kala Eimra Davar B'Shem Eimrei, maybe Gula Lailam.
I think it's much more likely that they didn't have a Brassa. It's a very, very difficult answer to hear that.
And who didn't have the Bali Tasers didn't have the Brassa?
Yeah.
There's no tzad in the world to say the Bali Tasers didn't have the Brassa.
If he quotes a Reed quoting the Brassa, it should happen everywhere.
No, that's exactly his point.
Because he hasn't heard from the
Ri. No, you see, he's saying that something which is explicit, it wouldn't make sense to say Va'imar Beinu Tam.
But it is explicit.
But it's so explicit. Why do you have to quote it? The Ri, the Shem, the Mishnah.
It's ridiculous.
What is?
To quote the Ri when it's arrested.
But he does.
But why is he doing it? Because he heard it from the reed?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then every tester should be quoting the person who taught them a brass in the first place.
No, sir. So I think that's what he's saying. He's saying that it's not. What's
once
that?
In all of Shas, somebody quotes a brass in the name of the Rebbe who happened to teach it to him.
Unless you say that within the same Masechta, within, you know, when there's a bright, when there's a Mishnah on Amud Beis, to say the Omari, turn the page and you'll see that the Mishnah says that.
Why quote the Rebbe?
What's that?
Because he happened to hear it from you.
That's what he says. He says that it's strange that the Bali Tosfos quote the Ri for something which is explicit. If you have a Mishnah or a Brais which is explicit, it wouldn't be the Derech to go ahead and say...
What's the answer? That he happened to learn it from the Ri.
Yeah. That he heard it. What's that?
Every Tosfos should be quoting the person who happened to teach him that Brais before he saw it himself.
Well, so this is part of the discussion. When you hear him, this is Mamish part of the discussion. If you hear a Mar Mokum, if someone tells you a Mishnah, if I say you should know there's a Mishnah in Maseches Zavim which says X. So do you need to quote me now for telling you the Mishnah? Or it's a Mishnah, I don't know.
It's insulting to quote you. It's insulting to quote you as if you said this thing when it's already.
So this is Mamish the point. The point is, do you need to quote someone who tells you a Maramachim? If I tell...
It's insulting, go directly to the source.
I mean, you say that, but very often people will quote someone who said over a Mishnah, who said over a Brais, and you see, first of all, you see Mefurish in the Gemara, not like you're saying. You find Kiseder in Gemara, the Amr someone, the same Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Just go straight to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why do you need to go, you know, Amr Rav, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav, Amr Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? No, I'm saying you can go straight to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You can just say I'm Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
Nobody quotes Mishnah.
Akopanim, I hear it's a beer. Just very very quickly, because this is supposed to be just a 2 second digression. So Akopanim, the Balaberis says you see such a thing. I saw quoted Mishnah the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was someone mentioned the Chazon Ish at his sefta. And then when he wrote it in his chibor, he did not quote the name of the person who told him the tesefta. Right? He says, for Amar Mokim, you don't, there's no din of Kala Imra Dabra Bashem Imra Mevi Gula La'olam for Amar Mokim. So if you happen to hear like a Muradik Amar Mokim, very unknown, you hear a Reb David Luria on a Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, which no one has heard about it, and you, yeah? Whatever it is, you don't need to quote the person who told you that there's a Radal. That's what he says. That's one thing.
This phone in those times wasn't so readily available. So if they heard it from this person, they might quote him because they've not seen it themselves.
Right, you're right, even though they haven't seen it themselves, that's exactly the point. I mean, the Chazanish didn't see the Tisefta, but nevertheless he felt that once he was told that it's a Tisefta, it doesn't get into the thing of maybe Gulam. You know, maybe I'm just nervous about the time. I have a few interesting things to say about it, but maybe we'll see if we have some time afterwards. Anyway, okay, good. Fine, so I'll go on. Where are we holding? We had a kasha. You want to tell me Tumas Tahim de Ziva Loima Ratza? Is that true that there's no Ritzui? I'll give you a case of a Shemeres Yoim, and it's your Dalit. They shechted the Korban Pesach for her. Later on in the afternoon, she was Roya Dam. So you see that the Tzitz is Maratza. Amri Loy. You know what's Pshatan Rabbi Yosi? Mishum the Ksav Rabbi Yosi Mikan Ulahaba Hi Mitama. Mikan Lahaba Hi Mitama. What does that mean? Says Rashi across Mikan Lahaba Hi Mitama Shemiras Yom Keneged Yom Shesafra Ksas Hayom. She counted a little bit of the day. Vitavla Tahira Mituma Shalatsmo. She has been Mitar herself from yesterday's Tuma. Vichi Hadar Chazia Beba Yom. Mitame mikan lahaba, brand new tuma. Mitia macha shemeres yem keneged yoyim. And only tomorrow will she be shemeres yem keneged yoyim. Hilkach bezrik v'shchita tohira. Ma'al yisahavoy. She was a full-fledged isha tohira. Legamrei. V'rabbanan pligi alei. Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yosi. Fine. Akoponim was saying, you know why we say that she's p'tura mipasach shedi? Because b'shas, Shchit and Zerika, she was Tahira. She can't eat it at night because obviously she's Tameya, but she's totally Ptura. We don't need to come onto the Ritzi of the tits. She's Tahara B'Shas Ma'isa. Mishon HaGazav Rabbi Yezim Mikan Haba, he Mitama. Frag the Gemara, it's not true. I'll show you the Rabbi Yezim Mitama Lema Freya. Vatanya, Rabbi Yezim Rezov Bal Shtei Re'iyois. And again, Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyois, he needs to count Shiv Nekiyim. Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyois, Shachtu Vazarko Alav Bashri Sholoy. So again, he's counted day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Today is Erev Pesach, it's day 7. And what happened? Shachtu Vazarko Alav Bashri Sholoy. V'achakach, a post Shchita, Ra, he sees Zivus. So same case. Hare Elu Mitamin Mishkav Umayshav Lima Freya. Stachma Furish Nevetuma. They are Mitama things which they sat on and lied on. Even Lima Freya. So you see that the Tuma goes back Lima Freya. Upturim Ilaseis Pesach Sheni. But Lemaisa, what's the reason why? It must be that the tzitz is maratza, and you see, it's got to be that the tzitz is maratza, and that's the only reason why the p'tur milas is pesach sheni, because you see, the tuma over here is a tuma lemafreya. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, no, amrimai lemafreya midrabanan. No, really, the tuma is mikan lahaba. If it's mikan lahaba, you don't need the reach of the tzitz, because b'shas ma'isa they were tahirim gumurim. Turn Gemara and Midiraisa. There's a Dindirabonin. Remember, they don't need the reeds of the tzitz. There's a Dindirabonin that it's Mitam Alama Freya. Good. Al Kaponim, at this stage, we still don't have any raya to our original Shaila. We don't necessarily, we thought that we had a kasha that is Tumas of Tahim. Tumas Tahim is not Marat, of Zivas is not Marat, so I'll show you that it is. And we are Miyashiv by saying that Shittas Rabbi is Mikam Lahaba. We have a brace which says Lamafreya, that's the Rabbanan. Vaf Rabishai Sovar Midtama Lamafreya Midirabonin. He also holds, like Rabbi Yosi, that the Tuma Lamafreya of Azav and Azava is Midirabonin. So some change it to the Omar, not the Tanya Rabishai. I mean, Rabbi and Rabishai, they were the ones who are Misadir, the braces, but they themselves are not considered to be Tanoim as such. So if it would say the Tanya Rabbi Shaim, that would mean he is a Tanas. That's why in the Agudas Ritzionim in the Gilyan, he changed it either to the Omer Rabbi Shaya or the Tani. The Tanya Rabbi Shaya, Abu Zav Shira Bashvi Shalai. Seiser S. Shalofanov. If a Zav sees on his seventh day, then Seiser S. Shalofanov. He is Seisir Shlofana. That's what he said. Pashtis Mashmet Seisir Lemafreya. Vamale Rabbi Yechanan Lo Yistar Elo Yoimai. Rabbi Yechanan said to Mishai, it only is Seisir one day and one day only. So Frag Begimon Rabbi Yechanan, what do you mean? Mimar of Shach, Ik Zava Lemafreya Hu Metama Afirukulu Nistar. Should be Seisir all 7 days. Ik Zava Mikan Lahaba Hu Metama. It shouldn't even be Seisir one day. Ela Eima, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean to say? La Yistar b'lo Yoimai. It's not Seisir at all. Nothing. It's not Seisir at all. So Rabbi Shaya said, Zav Shroi Bashvi Shloi Seisir Shlofanov. And Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not Seisir at all. The Amalei, and Rabbi Shaya said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi, Koi Kavasach, Rabbi Yosi, who says it's not Seisir at all, is going like you, Rabbi Yechanan. You are going like Rabbi Yosi. Frag the Gemara 1 second, but I thought, Rabbi Yosi, Erma Mitama Mishka V'Meishna Mafreya. Didn't we say 2 seconds ago that it is Mitama L'Mafreya? El Alav, Shmamina, Mitama L'Mafreya, Midrabonin. Shmamina. The Tuma is only a Tuma L'Mafreya. Midiraisa it is Mikan Ulahabo only. So, says the Gemara of Yosi, Hashtu the Amr Mikan Lahaba, who Metama. So, Lemes Bilvad Lemuti Mai. So now we're going to go back for a moment to Rabbi Chiya's Braisa. Again, according to Rabbi Yosi, we're saying that Tumas Zivus is Metame Mikan Lahaba. So let's go back one more time and try and understand what did Rav Chiya mean. Came on Rav Chiya and said, yes, there's this wonderful halacha Mishmi Sinai, that there's a ritzui against Tumas HaTaim. Zakt Rav Chiya and the Braisa, the Omru Tumas HaTaim, Ela L'meiz Bovat. It's only Klapi Tumas Meiz Bovat. Says the Gemara of Yezi, Hashtu the Omru Mikan L'haba Hu Metamo. So L'meiz Bovat, L'meiz Bovat, L'muti Mai. So what is it coming? Lafuke, let's look at the top, the first wide line of Rashi. Hash the Dhamma Mikan Laba Metamer, Valimishkachas Tumas HaTohim Beziva. So there will never be a case of Tumas HaTohim Beziva because it's always going to be Mikan Laba as soon as they've been saved for a Miktus Yoim. So they've already bet some in Yotza, the din of Miktus Yoim Kekulai, and it's a brand new Tumah. So I'll never need to come onto a Ritzri against Tumas HaTohim of Ziva. If so, says Rashi, Bovaduk Tani La'el in Rav Chiya's Braisa, Lemuti Mai, what's it coming? Lafuke, Al Karchach, Lemuti Sheretz, Tukma. So surely, we're going to have to go back and say, it's coming Lafuke, Tumas Sheretz, Ubekayin, Kedam La'el, Deilu Bebailim, Lemahani Sheretz. Legabi Bailim, there is, the tomb of Sheretz doesn't pose any problems for us. We wouldn't need to come on to the reeds of the tzitz. Vikamri de betumas atoim, the maze miahotra, the maze miahotra loy, but surely it's coming. Legabi Kayanum. So again, Ulabiyas Hashadam, Mikan Lahaba, Humitama, the maze Mulvad, the Muti Maya, Nivshami Noah, the Bekayan. Surely we can be patient that it's referring to the tuma of a kayin, if he was tummy, but tumas hatahoyim, vahutra loy tumas hatahoyim, meaning loy hutra loyam rutumas elamez bovad, but even of a kayin, even of a kayin, and like we'll be pushing the second sad that the halach meshmi sine of tumas hatahoyim was a din in the zevach of the karbonis of Nazar, in the zevach of Pesach. That's what it's referring to. Amri la oilam bibailim. No. Tumas HaTohim is a din in the Bailim. If the Bailim, if their goof was Tomei, Uba Pesach, and Legabe Tumas Sheretz, Ukisavra Ein Sheikhtin Vizorkin Altme Sheretz. Vitzvich Lamuti. Pirish. Meaning, the din is Ein Sheikhtin Vizorkin Altme Sheretz. So what's the case? Again, fellow became Tomei on Yudala, the Nair of Pesach, with a Sheretz. He touched a Sheretz. He stuck his hand in a pile of rubble. A sheretz, one of the Shemini Shratzim, was about to die. He decided it wants to die in this pile of rubble. It went in there and it died. No one in the world knows about this sheretz there. The fellow is taking out this trash. He stuck his hand inside, and it turns out he was Noga b'sheretz. So that would be a Tumas HaTohim type of situation, insofar as no one knows about it. Now, the din is, Ein Sheichtin Vizarkin Al Tmei Sheretz. Which means that in the event that someone became Tamei b'Tumas Sheretz on Yadalad, even though they'll be Tahar at night, still, no. Now, the fact that you are Tamei on Yadalad, we will not allow the Karban Pesach to be brought for you. So now I do need to say, and don't think that because it's Tumas HaTohim, you've got a Halacha Mishmi Sina to get you out of this. No. Le'amru Tumas HaTohim Elameiz Bovad, not for Tamei Sheretz. And I need to tell you this because Kisavar Ein Sheikhtin Vizarkin Al Tamei Sheretz. And therefore, the Itzchuk Lamuti, that's why I needed Rav Chiya's Braisa to say that Le Amru Tumas HaTohim Al Lameiz Bovad. Because without that, I might have thought that maybe there is this Ritzi of Tumas HaTohim for Sheretz. Good. Fine. Now asks the Gemara, now we kind of leave our Sugya for a moment, and now we just kind of move on to the sugya of Zivus. Well, we're saying according to Rabbi Yossi. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, every time a woman is Roya, it's always Mikan L'Haba. So, imagine a woman, she's in her 11 days where she could become a Ziva. So, let's say on the first day she sees a little bit of Dam. On Monday she sees a little bit of Dam. So, on Tuesday she needs to be Shemar Ziyam Keneged Yom. Tuesday morning she wakes up, no Dam, Miktus Yom Kekuloi. Great. Fantastic. Now she sees a bit more Dam Tuesday afternoon, it's day one. Wednesday morning she wakes up, no Dam. Mikzav Yem Kekulei. So Fragbi Gemara, El Rabbi Yezzi, Zava Gemura, Eich Mishkachas Lo. How will you ever have a case of Zava Gemura? You always have a Mikzav Yem Kekulei. It says the Gemara two answers. Either B'Shefas, she's flowing constantly, so at the beginning, at the end of one day, at the beginning of the next day, the end of one day, the beginning of the next day, she sees, and therefore there never even was a mixus yem kekule type of way out. Good. Back in our sikha. Boy Rabbi Yosef. Koyin hamaratze betomit. Koyin hamaratze betomit. Hutrulei tumas atahayim oyloi. So you have a koyin, and he is bringing, being makar of the carbon tamid, and the koyin has come into some contact, some type of a tumah, and but it was a tumah satoim type of situation. Will there be a ritzui? Koyin amaratze b'tamid hutrolei tumah satoim oylai im timtzalema koyin amaratze b'karbon eseyim hutrolei tumah satoim, like we wanted to say in the second sad. That it's a din in the Zevach, and here the Gemara is saying, Im Timtzal Leimar, we're talking going like that, and maybe that's the reason why the Rambam is passing that way. So, Im Timtzal Leimar, Koyin Amaratze B'Karbon Eseyim, Hutrolei Tumas Atahoyim, Koyin Amaratze B'Tamid Mai, maybe that's Dafka by Pesach, but what about by Tamid Mai? Mi Amin Ki Gemiri Tumas Atahoyim B'Pesach, B'Tamid Le Gemiri, or perhaps we will learn Tamid from Pesach, and we will say, just like there is a halacha l'moshe Sinai by Karban Pesach, so we will learn Tamid from Karban Pesach. So comes along Rabbah Kal v'chomer, umar b'makim shalei hutrolei tumah yidua. By Pesach, there's no heter for tumah yidua, says Rashi bottom line. You do a klal, you do a nazar pesach, shehina karbanis yachid. We know the tumah, and if they became tamei, there's no heter. Umar b'makim shle hutzlei tumi yedua hutzlei tumas atayim makim shle hutzlei tumi yedua by carbon tamid, because it's a carbon seabor, and there's a heter for tumi yedua. Ein aydin shle hutzlei tumas atayim avada, we should allow. Tumas Atahoim, as she says, Hatter Gomer, Vafira Ikatahoirin. We should matter Tumas Atahoim by Karban Tamid. Amri, says the Gemara, what are you saying? O mi dainin and kal v'chaymer mi halacha. Are you allowed to dan a kal v'chaymer from a halacha l'mayshim Sinai? You're not allowed to do that. Says, if you just look at Rashi 3 lines down, O mi dainin and kal v'chaymer mi halacha v'hat Tumas Atahoim l'mayshim sveika. Mitarin law, it should say, the name of God, Gilimels Lamafreya Ba'almehi, Hashta, Afiruvadi Nitzmun Nami. The whole thing is, Hey Allah, Homish Misinai, Umida Nina Kavachemim, Allah of Atanya. We have a Brisa. Omerle Rabbi Eliezer Akiva. What are you saying, Akiva? Etzim Kisa Oira. If a Nazir comes in contact with an Etzim Kisa Oira, that he needs to be Migaleach. Al Magor, if he comes in contact and he touches an Etzim Kisaira, Etzim Kisaira, Lagabi the Giluach of a Nazir, is a halacha. Revi'ez Dam Kalvachimer, the Ein Donin Kalvachimer mi halacha. You can't say, well, Madach Etzim Kisaira, it's got a kula. Nevertheless, the Nazir is Megaleach on it. Revi'ez Dam, which has a Humra, for sure the Nazir should be Megaleach on it. You cannot learn a kal v'chomer from something which itself is a halach l'meish misinai. Says Rashi Masech HaShabbos Kuflam Adayz. What's the reason why ain done in kal v'chomer mi halacha? Rashi says, Delei nitna teresh shebal peh lidoresh v'yud gimel midas. Meaning, it's the teresh shebechsav, which was nitna lidoresh v'yud gimel midas. But you cannot have a halach l'meish misinai and apply Lashem Rashi as mashma, any of the Yud Gimel Midas as mashma from Rashi. But the problem with this is, the Gemara is saying, what do one want to say over here? Madach, there's a din of Tumas Atayim, that it sits as Maratza on a Tumas Atayim of Karban Pesach. For sure, it should be Maratza on the Tumas Atayim of a Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid is for sure The carbon tamer is got the strength that even if there's a tumah yidua, you can be mak of the carbon tamer for sure. Tumah satayim. Another gemara says no, you can't do it because you can't learn a kal v'chomer on a halach mishmizine. Ella, so what's the maskana? So what do we say? Ella merava yalef mayadoi mi pasach. We'll learn at a gzeirah shava. Mayadai Pesach, meaning Tamid says Mayadai by Tamid, it says Mayadai by Pesach, and that we are able to do. Says the Panim Iris, he says from our sugi it's meduyik, it's muchach. She'avo bi she'ein dan in kavachim me halacha from halacha mishmi Sinai, avol dan gzeir shava from halacha mishmi Sinai. Shahari Rava Armor Shalim Dimzir Shavami Pesach Shatuma Satayim Hocha Betzibor. Rashi seems to say, Tale Nitna Tereshuba Per Lidorish Beyud Gimel Midas. So says the Panamiris, he didn't mean all the Yud Gimel Midas. He meant Kalvachemer. There's a Tzlach who has a different mahalach over here, but good thing to remember. Here it's a halach Mishmi Sinai that is a Ritzui of the Tzitz on the Tuma Satayim, and we're applying that now with the Gzira Shava. Not only by Pesach to Tamid, so says the Panamiris, by his face, you are able to apply a Kal V'chomer to something which is learnt from through Gzeirah Shavah. Frag the Gemara, the Tumah Satayim Gufa Heicha Ksiva. Now this is a very interesting question. This question shouldn't make any sense to us. We've been saying numerous times that the Tumah Satayim, the Ritzui of Tumah Satayim is Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Says the Gemara, what's the source? So Rashi says over here, about 20 lines down, the Tumah Satayim Mishuhutra Benazavay Zepesach Hechiksiva Vahachabaya Iboi Be Midrasha Mikamei Haboi Derbi Yasef. Ubishana Derbi Yasef Kraif Shita, Hachmaskana Del Kaman, the Tumah Satayim Gemara Gemirila, and so on. But when this question was originally posed, it was posed beforehand, before they knew that it was a Halacha Mishmi Sinai. So says the Gemara, Batumas Tim Gufa Heicha Ksiva. So we try and bring three potential sources. Amar Balaza Amakra. The pasuk says by Nazir Vechi Yamus Mase Alav. If the mase dies upon him, meaning Bimchuveris Alav, it's got to be clear. It's got to be clear as day that it's on him. Rashi says Shutei Brurulai. But if it's not Brurulai, then we wouldn't apply the Tumas Mase. Says the Gemara Ashkan Nazir is the Pesach Menal and Amar Rabbi Yechon and Amar Kra Baderech. It says a Baderech Ruchayka. So we say Baderech. It says Amar Kra Baderech Ruchayka Lachem. The Mechaver is Lachem, meaning it's a Derech Ruchayka to you. So once again, it's got to be clear that it is to you. Shemin Lachish Amar Kaderech, like a Derech, Ma Derech Begolui, just like a Derech is revealed. Af tumanami bigaloi, so the tumah has to be revealed. So we have one source by Nazir, then it says Alav, then we have two sources by Karban Pesach. So Frag the Gemara Meisva, you're telling me we learn out the din of Tumah Satayim from these Pesukim? Says the Raisa. Ezu Tumah Satayim kol shvei hikar ba echad b'seifa oilam. What is considered to be Tumah Satayim? It's only if if no one knows about it at all. If there's a single person on the other side of the world who knows about it, it's no longer Tumah Satayim. Says the Gemara, how does that stem with any of the three pshatim which we mentioned? L'Rabbi Elazar, the Amar B'Mukhaveres, Allah, it's got to be clear to him. So, Ad Yadahu. It's got to be that he knows about it. But if he doesn't know about it, surely, then there should be this din of Tumah Satayim. And that's clearly doesn't stem with Echad B'Seif Olam. Rabbi Yechon Damar Lachem, once again, it's all about them knowing the B'Mechaveres Lachem. Adi Adi Ba, train, once two people know. V'Shemin Logish Damar Kederech, Adi Adi Kuli Alma. It's got to be something which, like a derech, is exposed to the whole world. Ela Tumah Satayim, Hilchas Gemirila V'Kra Asmachta Ba'Alma. Elamai, the Gemara is masik, that really the whole din, that there is a ritzui of Tumah Satayim. If no one in the world knows about it, then there is a ritzui. This is a halach Mishmi Sinai, and these psukim are an asmachta ba'alma. So let's see. Amamar. Let's see if we can finish. Amamar Baravashi. Leishanu. We've got a few Leishanas over here. Yeah. Yeah, so Rashi says in this first Leishanu, middle of the page, Leishanu ditzitz maratzal tumas atayim binazir v'esa pesach. So Leishanu elishan noida loy la'achaz riko. Meaning, it was known to him that he came in contact with Tuma in a tumas atayim type of situation. Someone else went into this pile of rubble and chanced upon this sheretz, and it was known to him la'achaz rika, that he is darik dam, shapri is darik. When the zrika's adam was done, so it was done in a matzah where no one knew about the tumah. Avol neida loy lifnei zrika, but if it was known to him prior to the zrika, different story entirely. Le maratza, that since will not be maratza. Frag the gemara meizve hamaytzi meiz mushkav l'rach v'shal derech. Someone finds a mace who is lying across the width of a path, and someone walked on the path, and to the extent that they walked on the path, they definitely walked over the mace. So we say legabe truma, someone who wants to eat truma, he's tummy, he's not allowed to eat truma. Lenazir v'isa pesach, he is tahar. Now says the gemara, the whole tamei, the tahar lahabahu. I mean, the discussion in the brisa is clap in the future. He is not allowed to eat truma. He is allowed in the future to participate in Karban Pesach. So clearly, the discussion is prior to the zrikas adam, and we're saying legabe Pesach, he is allowed to be included in it because it's a tumas atayim type of situation. That's what Gemara says. Ela yitzmar hachi yitzmar amamar baravashi leitim anoydalei la'achaz riku demaratzi. Don't say that the only time there is a heter of tumas atayim is only if it was discovered post zrika. Avol noydalei lifnei zrika. But if it was known to him before the zrika, lemaratze. Even if it was known to him before the Zrika, the Zrika is Maratza. If there's Zerik, the Zrika will be Maratza. It had to have been that it wasn't known before the Shechita, but if it was known at least after the Shechita, even if it was before the Zrika, there will be a Ritzu. Gufa. Hamitzi meis mushkav l'rach by shalderach. So a person finds a maize who is lying across the width of a path. So we say legabe truma tame. There's no heter of tumas atayim legabe truma. Lenazir v'is the pesach we said is tar. The medav amamurim that we say legabe truma is tame. She'ei lemakim lavar. There's no way that he can cross the path unless he walks over the maize. Avol yesh makim lavar. Afletrumatar, but if there's a place, even if it's a relatively small area, but he could pass over this path without coming in contact with the mace, Afletruma, he will be tar, it'll be a regular case of Suffolk Tuma versus Arabim, and even the Gavi Truma, he will be tar. Now we say, B'medvar Mamurim, that if he's Mamala the entire Derech, he's Tamei, Shemotze Shalim, Avo Meshupar Umumfuruk. But if he's in pieces, broken apart, tar, shema ben abrakim avar. Maybe the fellow happened to walk between the segments. Shema ben abrakim avar. Ubekever, but if the mace is inside a coffin, inside a kever, afira meshubar umafurik tamei, b'mesha kever mitzarfai. Because the kever is mitzarif, everything. Now, b'mer devar mamurim, that we say that Meshubar and Mefurik is Tahar B'mahalech B'raglov. Only in a situation where a person is walking normally, then it could be that they walked in between the segments of the mace. Avoton. But if a person was laden and he's carrying, and because of the weight, he's not able to walk straight. Avoton. Oh, Yerachav, he's riding on an animal. And the animal also isn't particular to necessarily walk straight. Tommy, lefi shemahalach baraglov efshish layiga, or walk straight. Layal, aval toon, but if he's laden, and because he is laden, Rashi says, toon masi al korchoy hoyler nov nod lakan lakan, or mal al tzodov. But no, some of it would depend on how much of a load he's carrying, but if it's enough of a load to impact his ability to walk a straight line, or it's an animal which doesn't go perfectly straight, we say, Iyaf shushla yiga vala yahel. When do we say this, that Nazir Eisa Pesach is Tahar, Betumas HaTahoyim? That is by Tumas HaTahoyim. Avabatuma Yidua, Tummy. But if it's a known Tumah, there's no din. Of course, the guy's going to be Tummy. The Eisa Yi Tumas HaTahoyim, what is called Tumas HaTahoyim? Kol Shle Hikirba Echad B'Seifa Olam. The type of Tumah that no one knows about. Higir ba'echa b'seif ha'olam, ein zeh tumas ha'tahoyim. Mitzoh tamen b'tevin ba'ofer b'tzrei reis. What's an example of tumas ha'tahoyim? You find a mace in a haystack or in a pile. Harei zeh tumas ha'tahoyim. B'mayim u'ba'afeilo b'nekiki slayim, in the water, or it's dark. Nekiki slayim ein zeh tumas ha'tahoyim. We'll see what this means. V'leyam b'tumas ha'tahoyim. L'meiz bovad, like we saw in the Brayse of Rav Chiya. Let's see one Rashi over here quickly. The Rashi says, "Tumah ba'afar b'tevenu b'tzreiris, tumah mechusa." You find a covered, concealed tumah. It's mechusa mikol adam hizu. Shema gal avane me'afrei teven nafal alav. So maybe first the fellow died, he dropped dead, and then maybe a subsequent pile fell on him. And note Rashi says, "Shema gal avane." We don't know. Maybe Reuven killed Shimon, and Reuven does know, and therefore it's not Tumas HaTahoyim. So the Mepharshim say, you see, that the Gedder of Tumas HaTahoyim is as long as it could be the type of Tumah that we could say, and we could think that maybe no one would know about this, that's also called Tumas HaTahoyim. And says the Rishash, that Kach Nimsra Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that even though we don't know for a fact, but so long as it's Yitachin to say that this is the type, it looks like no one could have known, then that is it. That's why he says, Shema galavana me'afrei teva nofalav v'lehi kirubi b'nei adam ma'olam. And no one ever knew this. Someone medayik from his lashon of Rashi, that even if a person knew about it and that person subsequently died, that's not called Tumas HaTahoyim. Because he says, v'lehi kirubi b'nei adam ma'olam. And so on. But if it's a case where it's at nighttime or in the water and so on, where it's very misnomer to say someone knew, someone saw, that is not considered to be Tumas HaTahoyim. We'll call it here. Yes, because it's